the Pied Piper. A long time ago, the town of Hamelin was invaded by bands of rats, the like of which had never been seen before, nor ever will be again. They were great black creatures that ran boldly in broad daylight through the streets, and swarmed so all over the houses that people could not put their hand or foot down anywhere without touching one. When dressing in the morning, they found them in their breeches and petticoats, in their pockets and in their boots, and when they wanted a morsel to eat, the voracious horde had swept away everything from cellar to attic. The night was even worse. As soon as the lights were out, these untiring nibblers set to work, and everywhere, in the ceilings, in the floors, in the cupboards, at the doors, there was a chase and a rummage, and so furious a noise of teeth and claws that a deaf man could not have rested for even an hour. Neither cats nor dogs, nor poison nor traps, nor prayers nor candles burnt to all the saints would do anything. The more they killed, the more they came, and the inhabitants of Hamelin began to go to the dogs. When one Friday there arrived in the town a man with a long face who played the pipe. He was a great, gawky fellow, dry and bronzed,